This is Brian Papstein. Welcome to our presentation of Meet the Candidates, our special series to help you get to know the views and opinions of the candidates for local offices. In this segment, we'll be hearing from Mike Newman, candidate for Humboldt County 4th District Supervisor. Each segment of Meet the Candidates is limited to 16 minutes in length. Welcome, Mike.
Thanks, Brian.
Yeah, that's your cue. Okay. Would you like to do a little introduction of who Mike Newman is to those that may be unfamiliar with you?
Sure. I'd love to, but I find it hard to believe that they don't know who I am already. But I've been finding that a lot of people don't know what I've done in the background, quite a few things. So I've been serving this district since 2010, first as a Eureka Council member and then protecting the public trust on the Measure Z committee. And I was the first chairman there. I volunteered for that to ensure the public tax money was being spent as promised. Currently, I've spent the last 4 years as a county planning commissioner making the informed and tough decisions in permitting countywide to make recommendations for the supervisors to enact. My priorities as a supervisor are first for public safety, with appreciation for the recent endorsement of the Humboldt Deputy Sheriff's Organization that includes not just the deputies, but also the DA investigators, probation, as well as the dispatchers, all the people in the background. Then, as a longtime member of the HHHC, which is Humboldt Housing and Homeless Coalition, doing the work of trying to increase affordable housing so desperately needed in our area. But that's not just the half of it. I'm also trying to help as much on housing as possible because we need all types of housing, not just affordable housing. We need all types here. Our housing has been defunct for too long, not enough being built. And I diverge out of that. So, and last but not least, thinking out of the box on economic development and entrepreneurship that will help keep our children in Humboldt enjoying good jobs with the goal of allowing them to raise their children and our grandchildren here. I'd be honored to serve the Humboldt County next 4th District Supervisor as Virginia steps down from the board. I deeply appreciate her recommendation that I'm the most qualified candidate and person to step into the job. As she says, Mike can hit the ground running due to his dual experience in both city and county government as being on the Planning Commission, the Measure Z Committee, and the City Council. I'm broadly qualified to step in and begin the work. Thank you for the time today, and we'll go ahead with whatever other questions you have for me, Brian.
All righty. First area. Mike, the illegal and legalized drugs have influenced and changed Humboldt County's culture at all levels. What comments do you have associated with the influence of drugs and what they have had on public safety, the local economy, and the overall health of our area?
Well, that's a very complex question, Brian. Illegal drug sale and the use place a tremendous burden on our community, straining our local public safety, medical, and judicial systems. When elected, I will work with leadership in those affected areas to be sure that the county is doing all it can to support their efforts. As a matter of fact, I'm working behind the scenes right now as part of the St. Joseph Provident Community Benefit Board that is trying to help on some of those things there.
As you look at how things have changed, I mean, you've been around a couple of years also. Do you think we're going to be able to recapture what our area was 25 years ago? Culturally, economically is different, but not having the outward signs, not having some of the pressures, not having some of these things that are still kind of novel and uncomfortable for many of us.
What do you mean exactly by that?
We've got the stuff you were talking about at St. Joe's with the ER going right in there, having to wait so long while various others come in.
Going ahead of you.
Seeing the folks that are walking on the streets that seem to be in their own little space bubble. So many of the break-ins, the broken windows in the area, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, these things were not part of our reality.
No, 25 years ago, they were not. It's a breakdown via our state officials, and laws and rules had been put into place. And that's where it needs to come through, as well as here locally. I will strive to work with our state elected officials to try and work on those rules and laws that need to be put into place to maybe bring some of that back. People need to have responsibility for their actions. They can't just be let go and think that their actions will not be repeated.
Who do you think is more, not at fault, but more challenged or has more responsibility? Public health or public safety?
I would think that public safety, because they're the catch-all. They are the ones that get the call in crises, in confrontations, in whatever you may call it. They're the ones that are on the front line. And that was one of the things that I saw when I was on the city council and was brought forward. I was in the background on a committee and working with our police chief and trying to work with DHHS, with the former director, Phil Crandall, worked with them to work with social workers to go out on calls with the police officers, especially in Old Town here in Eureka. And that was the formation of the MIST program and the precursor to CSEC and several other things that have gone on.
The fact that you were a Eureka councilman, and this is primarily a Eureka district, tough not to cross the line and play county instead of play city?
Yeah. Well, I will strive to work to be a supervisor and not a city councilman, because I cannot directly affect and vote for those things that are right in our city. I will work towards setting goals and working with the city council members, as well as then the department heads, as well as the city manager, to try and work towards these things, towards solutions.
Next area of topic, Mike. What specific actions would you take to help local businesses survive the pressures of inflation, labor costs, lack of interest in being employed, and other challenges in the area?
Well, Brian, it's a misconception that government can fix business or the pressures they face. What the county government and specifically the Board of Supervisors can do to assist business is provide an environment in which business can thrive. Businesses, especially Humboldt County businesses, will figure out how to survive. Government establishes regulation that affects business, and government needs to apply the regulation in a consistent manner across the board. The Board of Supervisors sets the tone for the application of these regulations, and they need to be sure they're sending the clear, consistent message to their staff on how to apply these regulations, a message that supports our business community.
As you are well aware, housing mm-hmm. is a bit of a challenge. Talking to the builder community, I don't feel comfortable using the word development community, but the builder community, they talk about different interpretations, assistance. One side says they help, the other side calls them dream killers, et cetera, et cetera. Is there a way to take building and either reduce the development fees to encourage more development, mm-hmm. or perhaps to assign somebody onto a project and they run through the whole thing and become an advisor counselor? Well, rather than just a regulator that says, no, how about no, not this way, but if you did this, and kind of like an aide. I know that's kind of tough because you're getting into somebody's department now.
Right.
But the culture throughout the entire county staff could help to facilitate not only in that area, but in a bunch of other areas as well.
Those are some thoughts that I've had with the planning department as well as the other departments. I'd like to see about software that will help streamline some of these things and make it more transparent. You know, I've heard and talked with the growers, with the farmers of cannabis here in Southern Humboldt, as well as the rest there, that, you know, sometimes those applications can get kind of cumbersome and lost, and maybe both parties don't know where the other one is exactly. To try and make it as transparent as possible, maybe an online portal, I've got to see if there is some sort of software available. That's one of those things that can be looked into. But as you were telling or talking about to try and help the builders in our area, which is also regular home owners with permitting processes, I think a project manager would be a more appropriate name for somebody to help shepherd and help people through the maze of what needs to be done. And as I said, consistent and clear is very important, and not shifting the goalposts, as you may say, because I've heard that before, and I'm cognizant of that being on the Planning Commission because of the constant little changes. And, you know, with the new law, there is some room that you have to kind of adapt. I like the word adapt a little bit better, but I don't like changing those goalposts. I like trying to make it as clear and concise as possible so that things don't go on forever, too, because time is money, especially when you're a business.
When you, as being on the Planning Commission, I'm sure you took a number of comments in the grocery store as well as on the street as well as in the meetings.
Yeah.
There's an impression, not only for the building department, but we can use that one as a reference point. It seems like everybody is always saying doing much better. How would you determine for the non-elected department heads how each department is doing better, doing the same, slipping behind a little bit, and help to facilitate that common response of, hey, they're doing better?
Well, I think the public can be the judge of that. And I think a public response may be a certain way of being able to get feedback and have it come maybe to the supervisors to where we can find out how people are being served by the employees of the county here. You know, getting feedback there regularly and looking at it, not dismissing it, is very important because that's part of the public discourse here. You want feedback. You want to know how things are going. And I think that's a very important thing that I would like to see implemented, that I would be shepherding through as much as possible. I don't know how exactly at this point until I'm in there. I don't have enough time right now to devote to thinking about that besides my regular job that I'm doing. But I do meet with businesses many times over the course of the day as well as during the course of the year. So I get a little feedback that way as well.
I would suspect, and it gives an opportunity for attaboys too. It's not only a one-way street.
Yes,
it's
yes.
Both ways.
Not just complaints. We got to hear the good things too, so that then we can expound and go forward on those things and make it so.
Our final area of discussion, Mike, if I had a handful of pixie dust and you could use it to fix, address, change anyone's situation, where would you use it?
Oh, my gosh. I went through a multitude of ideas, you know, homelessness, the mental health crisis, harbor development, transportation, internet access for all, improved access to medical services. Those things cross through my mind, but I think the main one that really comes to mind for me is harbor development. We need business. We need more recognized development, and the supervisors took a good step when they let go the put the plan into effect for the enhanced infrastructure financing districts. It's kind of the after the redevelopment agencies were taken away, this is the next step. And I want to see more of it.
More pixie dust. I know you. Thanks for coming by and participating, Mike.
Great. Thank you.